You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Hopefully you're out and about enjoying the beautiful weather in America's fourth largest city. It is Barry. It is Nick. It is myself, Joel, right here with you till 4 o'clock as hopefully you take us along for the ride and we have some fun along the way. Coming to you live from the Gao Media Studios. Fellas, what's going on?
What up, what up?
What to do?
All good in the neighborhood. Nothing eventful last night, huh?
I mean, not for me.
Yeah, I thought about that.
What?
I was like, chances he's peeping this game that turned out to be pretty damn outstanding. But then I saw you tweeting, so then I thought you were at least checking in on it.
I watched the first 7 minutes and the last 5 minutes, and then I actually got disinterested in overtime again.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I even tweeted out that there was more action and scoring in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Astros than there was in the last 5 minutes of the first half of the basketball game.
First half, at least, and the first 5 to 10 minutes of the game were awful.
Yeah, which is why I checked out, because I was like, you know what? I'll just read the synopsis on ESPN. This sucks. College basketball sucks. Ended up not being bad.
No.
First part sucked.
No, but then it turns out, I don't want to say an instant classic, but a lot of people are saying it was one of the best games, championship games in history.
You can't have that bad of a first 10 minutes and call it one of the best games in history.
I don't know, man. The finish, the way that there were comebacks on both sides that kept pushing the envelope, extending the game, then you get overtime. I would say you got Jordan's shot that was huge. You've got the buzzer beater here that led Villanova to the title. You've got Keith Smart's shot from Indiana beating Syracuse just to punish Charlie. And this one's this one was up there.
Christian Laettner, leaving that one off.
That wasn't a championship game.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, that was a semi.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good game. I'm just happy. Like we said when we got off the air, leaving the air yesterday, I just hope it's a good game. It was a good game.
I mean, yeah, it was. After the first 10 minutes, it was a good game.
Right, right.
In fact, I was arguing online with the whole, with like 3 seconds left on the out of bounds call that ended up being 1 second left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that that didn't negatively affect Virginia.
You know what, where you threw it out of bounds?
Yeah, because he had possession when his teammate called timeout and nobody bothered to review that or look at it. And you very clearly, I paused it and actually tweeted out pictures of it. He very clearly had possession of the ball. Listeners actually were tweeting to me, which I didn't catch on to right away, where they were like, yeah, he clearly had possession and 2 feet and 2 feet on the ground. I was like, that what? And then I got it. I was like, oh, NFL. Okay, my bad. But yeah, I felt like that should have been UVA ball with 3.3 seconds left. And then, of course, O'Hayton-ass KJ has to argue with me on Twitter. And I was almost muted.
Wait,
him.
You and KJ got into it?
I almost muted him because he's a basketball referee. So, of course, he knows everything. Never mind the fact that he was like, oh, it's not a timeout until the referee calls it. Yeah, no kidding. But the fact that with 3 seconds left, every referee on the court should be aware that there's going to be a timeout called at any second.
Well,
you can't be waiting for a long time.
Because here's one of the.
I swear, if you take his side, I'm.
No. I'm not taking his side at all. I was going to say, the anticipation of calls like that is also the crux of the major issue with the double dribble call.
Nope.
Can I explain why? Because there was two fouls to give when Virginia Ty Jerome was bringing the ball up the court and he kicked it, right?
Uh-huh.
The refs were looking for the foul. Therefore, they weren't paying attention to where he dribbled the ball, that it went off his foot. So same kind of scenario there. You're right, though. They should be anticipating.
You should be ready. Like, and I get it. You don't want to prematurely call the timeout when if he didn't have possession of the ball. But if the clock stopped because the ball went out of bounds and you're reviewing how much time should be on the clock, shouldn't you also be reviewing if he had possession when the player called the timeout?
You should, but again,
but they didn't.
The rules
and so
are
that
fine
should have been UVA ball with 3.3 seconds left.
It's the same thing with all the NBA when they go to the review. It's like when you're reviewing this, when you're reviewing goaltending, shouldn't you also be reviewing whether there was an offensive foul or a foul on the box?
I get that. And that's the controversy online where they're like, well, that was actually when the ball got stripped and it was out of bounds on Tech with a minute left in overtime. That was actually a foul. It was also a ticky-tack foul that I don't think anybody's going to call ever with a minute left in overtime of the national championship game. It wasn't like the foul that benefited UVA versus Auburn or the three-point shot. It's not the same. I mean, touching a guy as he's going up court with a defender in front of him is a lot different than impeding the ability to shoot the ball to win the game. Anyways, I'm glad it didn't affect them. I just felt like that's one of those things where UVA should have definitely said, hey, we had the timeout. Why are you giving them the ball with 1 second left? It should be our ball with 3.3 because we clearly called the timeout with possession of the ball. And I would have asked for that
to
be reviewed. I don't even know that they asked for that to be reviewed, to be honest with you.
I would say this. If you didn't have two of the guys on the same team fighting for the rebound, if it was just clearly secure, you know, it was just one guy grabbing the board for Virginia, mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. I think they would have probably given him the timeout and given Virginia possession.
I mean, you can literally, though.
You slowed it down.
At Barry is funny. Go look at the pictures that I posted. He very clearly has two hands on the ball, 2 feet on the ground, and his teammate is looking at the referee
saying timeout,
and then that's when the pass occurs. So it was. I get it. It's close, but I felt like that by the book, by the rules, mm-hmm. they should have been granted that timeout. But whatever. The good thing is that they didn't lose the game because of it. They ended up winning the national championship, and that didn't cause them. And there's no guarantee that they would have made a shot or anything else. They wouldn't have turned it over or whatnot. But all in all, I got to be honest. I actually enjoyed the Astros game more than the national championship game.
I did too.
I'm not a huge college basketball guy, so.
I also did, because I didn't want to turn the Astros game off, because Verlander didn't have his best stuff.
No. Nope.
But I was definitely deeply entrenched in it, going, look, I don't want to lose to the Yankees. I don't care when it is. And the fact that they were able to claw and scrap and come back and
Trinos with the double off the wall.
They've gotten to some pretty good bullpens.
Aaron Judge is the strongest human being in baseball. Good Lord.
He's pretty good.
Also, it was a weird night, I thought, for Verlander. You can't get that much of the plate that often against those types of hitters and expect to have success.
And I realize you can't be all over the place and then start almost begging for calls too.
Yeah. I went to the Baseball Savant website and was looking at pitch by pitch, like his night. And I felt like he was really around the zone, which was part of the problem. There was so much that was in the zone. And I know that's how he pitches, but sometimes it's going to backfire on you against a good hitting team. And I felt like that's what happened last night. Got a lot of pop-ups. He's a fly ball pitcher. But when you face a home run hitting team and you make a few mistakes
up in the zone, a lot.
Yeah, like Judge's home run opposite field, it was up and away, but it was in the zone. And if you make that kind of mistake to Aaron Judge, that's what's going to happen. So lucky for him, though. He's getting us out of the way early. He's going to be fine. I mean, his velocity's still there, so I'm not worried about that.
One of the things that we've talked about, and people don't fail to realize this, is pitchers, a lot of times in spring training, they're working on adding a pitch to the repertoire. They're also working on stretching out their arm enough so that they have the endurance later in the season. So all these things, it's almost like extended spring training the first month of the season, while they're still kind of polishing up how, you know, their precise pitch, you know, locations and whatever the new pitch is and getting and locating that. And it's only going to get better for Verlander. I'm not worried about that. He's not Chris Sale. I mean, that's one thing. You look at Chris Sale. He's been awful. At least Verlander's keeping you in the game. Quality start.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same thing. Garrett Cole's last outing was a great, also a quality start. So, yeah, they're fine. That's four in a row against two good teams that people, I think, expect to make the playoffs. I didn't think the Athletics would make the playoffs, but a lot of people do. A lot of people still have them as a contender. So, good couple of games here at home, which is the opposite of what the way they played last year. They were a better road team,
yeah.
Felt like, than they were at home. So, good for them.
No doubt. So we'll get to a ton of the sports stuff. We've got lots to get to. Anything else happen exciting?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have time to get to it all now, but I did want to say shout out to Sam at Big City Wings.
Okay.
They opened a new one.
Oh, yeah. Out your way, right?
Right in front of my neighborhood. So I live like 99 in Rayford, and it's right there. And that's literally a 3-minute drive. It's to the front of my neighborhood. You know how you have a cluster of stores and stuff mm-hmm. in front of neighborhoods? Mm-hmm. They just opened in front of mine, and I could not be more excited. Last night was the grand opening. I stopped by a couple weeks ago when we were shooting the Houston Sports Show, 11:30 Sunday night, KPRC. when we were shooting there at the Marquee Center, he was telling me about the new menu. So I was like, is it going to be available? Because he has like Fruity Pebble waffles, so you can get chicken and waffles in the morning.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, my God. And he was telling me about these sour cream and onion wings.
What?
Like chips, like sour cream and onion chips.
Right.
He said they have sour cream and onion wings. And I was
Sounds
like,
amazing.
I was like, you're a liar. And he was like, no, it's coming out. I was like, I don't believe you. And so I told him I would come by for the grand opening. I was there. Places 51 TVs, and this place isn't even that big. Like, there's literally no spot on the wall that doesn't have a TV. Wow. It was insane.
That's fantastic.
But I got the wings. Oh my God. That's by far my favorite wing. Sour cream and onion. I won't eat another wing until I get absolutely sick of those. It was my favorite wing.
Now, is it still
not
like
hot?
Crispy?
Just like a wing.
Okay.
Not a dry rub.
He said it was a dry rub, but I feel like there's a little bit of breading, but it's not overwhelming. You know, some places you go and it's all bread. These were literally the perfect. It's not hot. Don't get me wrong. But it's like eating a bag of sour cream and onion chips. I would have never in a million years thought it was good. It's my favorite wing now. So shout out to Sam, Big City Wings. Appreciate you.
It's a smart idea, actually.
Oh, so smart.
I would have never thought sour cream and onion would be a
Me either. You dip it in flavor. Their ranch, because their ranch is legit. I didn't know that. So Sam was introducing me to some folks that were there for the grand opening. And I don't know. I think one of the guys was like an investor or something like that. But he was like, man, you gotta take ranch home with you because it's handmade. Like, they make it every day. I'm like, ranch is ranch. No, not at all. So big shout out to Sam for all that. It was outstanding. And
when they
so
get sour
excited.
Cream and cheddar, I'm all over it.
I'm so excited that this place is at the front of the neighborhood, because I was telling them there really was never a place to go get bar food. Mm-hmm. On Sundays, you got a game, you got football. I mean, you know, we sit around, we have to watch all the games.
Sure.
So our whole Sunday is nothing but watching sports and eating. And I'm like, now I can just go up there.
Take it out.
Get my food. Yeah, order ahead of time. Get it on the website. Go up there. I'm not doing DoorDash. No, thank you, Nick. But I can go up there, get all the wings, and I'm home within 3 minutes. Because, dude, I love where I live, but to go get anything is 20 to 30 minutes, no matter what. Traffic and everything else. I could literally ride my bike up there.
I haven't had a bad wing at Big City, so I know that sour cream and onion flavor is...
Oh, my God.
Sam does a great job.
It's legit.
Yeah. And just for the record, when I was there the couple weeks ago at the Marquee Center, we ate. He fed us, and he was like, whatever you want. I was like, what do you recommend? Because I don't know.
Yeah.
And he said, get the avocado bacon burger. And I was like, that sounds pretty good. And then you got your choice of buns. I got the avocado bacon burger on a sweet and sour bun. It's crazy how good their food is. I'm just not going to – I don't understand how everything that I eat there tastes really good, but it does. So – props to them. I'm going to be 300 pounds easily. I'm going to be a fat ass because of them, but I'm excited about it. So I'm also excited about money in my pocket, which is why I use GetUpside and why you guys out there that can hear my voice should also be using GetUpside. If you haven't downloaded it yet, slap yourself, because you're wasting money. You're leaving money at the pump and at the table if you're not using GetUpside. GetUpside is a completely free app that gets you cash back on the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. Now, here's what I want you to do. First of all, download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill-up. It's going to get you extra cash back your first trip to the pump using the GetUpside app. And my wife did it. She put in promo code Barry, used the app because we were checking it out and wanted to, and 30 cents a gallon cash back in her pocket right on the spot. All you got to do, pay with a debit card, upload your receipt, boom. Within 24 hours, you have cash back in your wallet. It's that easy. I've been telling you about it. I've been seeing the pictures. I got one listener sent me a screenshot of their phone. $200. They've already gotten cash back through GetUpside. That's ridiculous. $90. I mean, Clarence got $5 back his first two trips out to eat. So that's it's a no-brainer unless you just hate money. If you don't like money, then yeah, you probably don't want to use GetUpside. But if you love getting cash back, you're going to want to download GetUpside. Don't take my word for it. The listeners use it. It was also featured on ABC 13. Go to their website. It's there. There's a story about GetUpside right there on Channel 13's website. It works. You get cash back. Do not forget promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. I want you to get that extra savings when you fill up. It's called GetUpside. Promo code Barry. Get cash back. Thank me later.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful day in the big city and taking us along for the ride. We appreciate you as we have plenty to talk about. We changed it up a little bit. Normally we break the ice in segment one, but we got a little sportsy in segment one. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. You know, there was a big deal last night. Big championship game. Got to talk about it.
Yankees.
That's weird. Somebody
Astros.
Said, yeah. That too.
Yeah.
Somebody texted the show and said, I understand you're getting paid to advertise. No, actually, if you're talking about me talking about Big City Wings.
Nope.
Not at all.
Charlie is.
Yeah. I think Fred or AJ does. But unless we're doing reads for them, which you would hear us doing the reads, that was just me going and enjoying the food, player. So.
And it's also, I know Sam. Sam is a good dude, and we met him along the way. So. We're always going to be very, very respectful and complimentary to people that are friends that are, you know, do good things or serve good food.
I've come on this show many a times and talked about stuff that I like. So stop being a hater. Oh, hating ass text line. Somebody said, did the dumbass from yesterday ever tweet out a pic of his possum bite? No.
Nope. But he's on the line right now.
But he's on the line and we're not taking this call. I feel like Paul's trying to become OU Mike. He's trying to replace OU Mike as our resident funny redneck.
Well, maybe he can justify his story.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. And I won't say who said this, but the problem is sometimes these guys try to become a part of the show in a way, like forcing it.
Create a character.
I want you to be, yeah. And look, we're not trying to create a character. I want you to be you, but part of the problem is if you start forcing it, you start sounding, it comes off as forced and bad.
I feel like yesterday you were having a great day. I feel like today you're off to a bad start. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that.
The vibe?
Yeah, the vibe is that you're not exactly pleased with some of the participation already with callers. This might be therapeutic for you. You might be able to just, punches soiled. You can go at him however you want.
We're going to take this call, and then I'm going to tell you I told you so. Paul, what's up? You have a possum story.
I did have yesterday. But I know one of you guys like me. The rest of you probably don't. But I was sitting here fixing to crack open my first Milwaukee's Best beer, and a freaking wombat flew down out of the tree and bit me on the head. And I had to run to Walgreens and buy 25 Band-Aids to stitch my head up.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what a wombat is. I think it's a small gargoyle or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, my
gargoyle?
God.
Gargoyle?
Oh, my God. You stitched it with a Band-Aid. Paul, you're making us look really bad, man. We tried. We took your call.
I was trying to give you an opportunity to redeem yourself, and now Barry's going to just yell at us for 3 hours because I gave you that second. Joel gave you that second chance. Well.
Paul.
Hold on.
Yep.
I mean, what the hell's wrong
with
you,
you're going to keep it going. Now you're just going to keep it going.
That's Joel's fault. Don't look at me.
You had an out.
And now could get an out at any time.
The poor guy needs stitches in his head. Come on.
With Band-Aids.
Just having a good time, my man.
All right, Paul. Have a good day, buddy. Thanks. It went well. drinking Old Milwaukee. Dude,
you're happy
seriously,
with this stuff?
I'm from Milwaukee, and I would never drink Old Milwaukee. All I know is you get a hangover and gas.
I had him cut off. Whatever.
You wanted to take him, because we were told we...
No, Joel, don't put that on Nick. Both of y'all voted to take that stupid ass
call. We were told in the break, right, but you were in the break adamant we weren't taking this call.
I know.
You led right into it.
Let the record show. No, there was a text that asked if the dumbass had a picture of the possum, and I said no. And then Nick, he's on hold. Immediately.
Where is he living?
I literally let the record show at the break. I said we are not taking Paul's call
today. I said that.
Not taking it. And then you guys outvoted me 2-1 because that's the rule on this show. And I hope you're happy.
I have nothing to say because I've been in Barry's shoes. I've been so angry.
Yes, exactly. Which is why I'm shocked that you would allow that to happen.
You know, there's been times where he had like halfway decent calls.
Yes.
And he was like a halfway suspect.
Guess what? He's out of material.
And I wanted to give him an opportunity.
A wombat after a possum.
Chris Householder said, Barry looks like he doesn't know which one of you two to hit on the stream.
I need Barry in a good mood.
I was hoping that it would get you in a better mood, and I hoped wrong. So,
yeah. We need Barry in a good mood.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
I got a favor to ask.
What?
I may have a long question.
Well, we got time.
A long question?
A long question.
Well, son of a bitch.
Yeah, by the way, because I got a text.
You got a text
last
question.
Night huh? from Nick. I got a text from Nick last okay. night. All right. And it came with a picture. And he's like, this is the current state of my yard right now. And I was like, damn, you better text Barry ASAP. And he's like, I already did. I already been talking to him.
Look at this. You got a lawn question for daddy. After I've already said no more lawn talk. Because you two... hate it. Now you need me. Now.
Just once, though. It's a small favor. It's not really like a requirement.
He wants you to come over with a chainsaw. He's got a few gardening things he needs your help
with. I have two different types of chainsaws.
Can I borrow one? Jason wants a chainsaw. Look out.
I've already loaned it to somebody here once.
How'd that go?
It went well. Because he was a man and knew how to use it. I'm worried about Nick.
I'm a little concerned, too, to be honest with you.
I'm worried Nick would cut his own arm off.
I'm worried about Nick's temper. If someone pisses him off, he's going after him with the chainsaw.
What's the problem?
So, you know how there was like a tornado watch a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it, but it basically broke a massive branch. Almost snapped the one tree that I have in my small backyard in half.
You have one tree?
Yeah, one tree.
Not a shrub.
And the tornado broke off. Now, are we talking a limb?
Like a massive limb.
Okay, so this is a big part of the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, can I send me a...
I put it
he
on
said you sent it. I didn't get anything from you last night. Where is it?
Is that the picture you sent me, right? Is that tree?
Where
is
it? I texted it to you guys, but Instagram.
He probably got high and forgot to text it to me.
I put it...
okay, yeah, the producer Nick on Instagram, I see it.
Dude, you need a ladder. You need a lot.
I could totally knock this out in probably in like less than an hour.
You can do that in less than an hour.
Too bad that we can't do
long
stuff. You're
totally
going
to help me.
Show.
No. We don't need to talk about it on the show. I just need you to come over with that chainsaw.
Let me just tell you something, Chief. If he comes to your crib and he does all that work and he gets it done in an hour, ain't no doubt about the fact he is talking about it and he is telling everyone.
I just need this one favor. Look.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Rules of the show. Majority wins, right? Joel also doesn't want lawn talk. We voted lawn talk to no longer exist on this show.
And guess what we're doing right now?
I need a favor. This is completely separate.
Guess what we're doing right now?
We're not talking about lawn talk.
Lawn talk. Lawn talk. That's what we're doing right now. Because you need it. When the listeners need it, you guys are out.
Pruning talk.
But when you need it, it's the same thing. That tree's in the lawn. Don't try it.
You know, well, part of it is.
Stupid-ass tornado.
Some of it's in the neighbor's lawn. Some of it's on the fence.
Power lines. Don't worry about those things.
Power line talk. Isn't this amazing?
So you didn't have any issue? There's no branches all over? Like my front yard?
No, because when I get dead trees in the yard, I cut them down, chop them up, and have them removed. I do that, by the way. I do that.
I really need you to come over and take care of this big-ass limb.
I bet you do.
Right there in the middle of my backyard.
I bet you do.
We've known
that
each other for
like
what,
love
3 years?
I really need you to come over and take care of this big-ass limb.
Look, that's Joel being immature.
Yeah. Grow up, Joel. We're talking lawns
my bad.
Here.
My bad. I need you to prune this bush.
Yeah, can you come over and trim my bush? Hey, now. Well, we're at a break, but this is, let me stew on it during the break, and I'll have an answer
make
you for
grovel, you. I know he's going to be a little bitch about it.
I'll have an answer for you.
First
okay,
of all, slow
okay.
down. You shouldn't have done that till you agreed to do
Guess
it.
Guess what? We don't need the break. Hell no, I'm not coming to help you.
Once you said little bitch, I knew you were
not
done.
Not happening. Not bringing you my chainsaws. None of that. That's what you get. You wanted me to be in a good mood? Guess what? I'm happy now.
If you needed lubrication, I would have brought you peanut butter.
Okay. I don't even know where
I don't
to
know how that got
that.
To there. That just got way off the rails.
The point is, I would help you. You should be able to help me. We've known each other three years now.
Mm-hmm.
You should help me.
Oh.
That's how friends work.
I should, but I'm not.
I'm terrified of chainsaws.
Right now,
too. There's no
right,
way.
Right now,
there's
he should no be way. Playing Dionne Warwick. That's what friends are for. I mean,
the only thing you really need to know about a chainsaw if you don't own one is just never let it while it's running. Never let it hit the dirt. It dulls the blade immediately. That's the big thing that most people aren't aware of. Especially if you're cutting up a tree limb, if you're like digging it into the ground, you're dulling the blade.
If Bear doesn't come over, I'm definitely paying somebody.
That's the big thing you need to know. Plus, I mean, like you got to oil it and oil the chain and all that, but. You're not man enough to own a chainsaw, so it doesn't matter. See.
Oh, see. And then the personal shots see. Are coming back. Wow, it's going to be fun. All right, hey, we're going to continue to roll on. If there's anything that's on your mind that you want to get off your chest that doesn't involve lawn and garden or trim work on branches, we're here for you. In the meantime, hey, if you had some issues with the storm like Nick, but maybe you had some damage to your roof, I know exactly where you should go. Fitz Roofing. Why do I say that? Well, Fitz Roofing is locally owned and operated. They are here in the Houston area, and they are here to service all your roofing needs. Maybe you had a leak on your roof for some damage, they can take care of it. You want to put a whole new roof on top of your house, they can do it. And they're going to do it with the best product out there, which is CertainTeed Shingles. CertainTeed Shingles are the best in the country. That's all they use. They use so many of them and do such a great job. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get that kind of status. You need it. They got it. Their base warranties, longer than your average roofer. They're going to take care of you from start to finish. I'm telling you right now, if you need anything done with your roof, there's only one place to go. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and if you call them or reach out via the internet, you get a free no-obligation inspection. That means no charge to you. They come out and see what you need to do, and then they tell you what they can do. They walk away. If you want them, you call them. They come back. They do great work. Check them out at fitzroofing.com, or you can call 832-521-3001. That's 832-521-3001 to set up that free no-obligation inspection. And make sure you also realize that they're so dedicated to the community, 10% of all their profits goes back to a nonprofit called Fitz for Families. It helps families that need roofing help but don't have the money to pay for it. They are great people doing great work. Check them out. Fitzroofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. Kane is in the building. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nicholas, I don't know with the way the show started and with that ball call why you got right into that, but it's going to be special today. It just is.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to pay somebody. I don't think I'm going to convince
you had
Barry.
All that money you could have kept in your pocket till you called him a little bitch, and then all bets were off. Then I was like,
well,
I can't even help.
It didn't look like it was going in the right direction anyway.
Oh, it was.
Oh, there
it
was no indication that Barry was going to help out anyway.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was going in the right direction, but I think that you were going to have to grovel a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't stroking his ego.
Yeah, well, you'll be.
Get this fat ass.
Huh?
Nothing.
Did you say my fat ass?
You're done now, Chief. It's over.
You know why yesterday's show went so well? Because I rubbed Buddha's belly right before it started.
Wow.
That thing was just hanging.
Man. You got a lot of guts, I'll tell you that.
No, honestly, if you need a chainsaw, I'm not coming to do the work for you.
I'm not using that chainsaw.
Now, legalities.
Now,
in terms of legal issues, if you give him your chainsaw to use and he cuts off a limb or does something drastic,
you got to pay for the medical bills.
Aren't you indirectly liable?
Absolutely.
No.
No, 100%.
Not in any way, shape,
or
form. If I give you a gun and you shoot yourself, am I liable
for
that?
You own that property.
Nope.
Therefore, you're responsible.
Nope. If you borrow my car and die, wreck and die, am I responsible
for
that?
You're responsible, sir.
You're an adult. If you were 8 years old, yes. Maybe so. But you are a grown-ass man. And you have the gut to prove it. There is no way that I'm responsible for you cutting your arm off.
Regardless, I wouldn't want any type of accident with a chainsaw. So,
Have you ever used a chainsaw?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I've used a cross saw, a band saw, a table saw. I've used those.
You were in wood shop?
Yeah.
Didn't you have to take it?
No.
In high school, I had to take
an elective. Yeah.
I took home ec.
I took that too.
What's worse, home ec or shop?
Which one of us knows how to use a chainsaw?
But Nick can make a souffle like no other.
There you go.
Just watch out.
He can't cook. I mean, I know one thing he makes well, but in the kitchen.
Candy.
Anyways.
Yeah. Nick's a candy making genius.
I feel like I need to, I will put our differences aside and come out there and have this. I will remove the fallen limb from the tree.
You'll do it.
On one condition.
You'll do it. You won't just loan me the chainsaw.
I'll come and do it. I will come in and fix this for you. On one condition. We bring back Lawn Talk.
Nope. Nope. I'll just pay for somebody. Nope. Nope. Not happening.
Okay.
Not happening.
Okay.
That's a great answer, Nick.
See how it is. That's fine. Just remember, this won't be the last time that either one of you.
Well, let me get a quote first.
I'm fairly decent in my yard and can get stuff done, but I would never go to you and be like,
I don't believe you.
What? Since you're the lawn genius, how much do you think that will cost to take care of?
I think it would cost you.
I've got a $25 budget.
Nope.
With a $25 budget?
I would say $200.
Listen, you better go
down.
I think
$200 is cheap.
Here's how you can get it done for $25. All right? You go down to Home Depot.
I knew you were going to say this.
Buy you a chainsaw.
Oh. I thought you were just going to say out in the parking lot.
I'm not done yet.
Okay. All right.
There will be some workers available in the parking lot. Take one of them with you. Point at the limb. Hand them the chainsaw. And then when he's done, when it's cut down, just say basura. And then get the saw back. Let me finish. Take the chainsaw back to Home Depot and say it doesn't work.
Oh.
Give the guy $25. Done.
I was going to say get the chainsaw back before you give him the $25 because he may be ticked off that you lowballed it.
Yeah, because that's a big ass branch.
That's probably true. It might cost you 30. Can you go 30? yeah, that's gonna be a couple hundred bucks.
At the minimum, I was expecting it to be at least 200.
Yeah, you just remember because some of them will come out and just cut it down and chop it up, but then you're responsible for the rest of it. And one other thing, oh no, never mind. We can't talk lawn. I was going to tell you how to prevent your tree from dying because of it, but never mind.
Actually, that tree has already that house fire that I told you guys about.
Yeah,
it actually survived that.
Wow, that's good.
So it's not a healthy living tree anyway.
I could share with you what to do, but unfortunately we can't talk lawn talk on here. So if you lose,
let me
that
get a quote
tree,
first.
Good
let me get
you're
a quote
not whining
first.
You're bitter about it.
Oh no, not at all.
Not even.
I hope
the
all
least.
Your trees die too. Just FYI,
my trees are fine. Thanks.
Yeah.
I have a lawn service that comes by and services the trees as well.
Good. I saw that tree though, and I was like, my shrubs better be in place. I swear, I'm not going through that again. But it didn't move. It was the tree that
now your HOA could they can come by and tell you that you're lacking shrubs
if they see it.
Yeah, they absolutely can do that. But right now I'm not.
That aggravates me.
God's Green on Twitter said, Barry, my, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, I know.
Hashtag lawn talk.
I hate it.
Yeah, I do too.
Steven,
Barry's literally the one guy I know too.
Yeah, thanks.
That's
Nick.
What makes
could have
me
done
so
that
mad.
In the hallway between segments.
I did.
Bring that bad boy up right in the middle of the first
and
hour.
And all the listeners right back on board because they're the ones that want long talk. Not you two doofuses.
He's supposed to be my buddy. It was supposed to be like a 10-second part of the segment. Like,
is that
hey,
what
could
you
help
thought?
Me out? Sure, no problem, bud. Boom, move on. Let's talk Astros.
Is that what you thought?
That's what I thought. But no, of course, Barry was going to elongate this segment like
me?
It was.
My note was pretty quick. I don't know if you want to go back and listen to the segment. My note was really fast.
No, it was a long ass no.
All right, well, let's just clear it up. No. Steven asked me, how did our house, because, yeah, they said there were tornadoes up around our area.
Yeah, not in ours.
Boy, the wind was getting it. We didn't lose any trees. There were a couple houses that had trees knocked down, but ours, we did all right. Nothing happened.
The city already has, like, they were literally on my truck when I left for work. And they're literally picking up, literally on my street, excuse me, before I left for work. And they're literally picking up all the branches from all the houses.
Yeah, it was bad.
So I wish I had that done. By the time
Pasadena was bad, was it city of South Houston? The high school was canceled for at least a day with power outages and everything. There was some bad areas. I knew that we were supposed to get rain. I didn't realize that we were going to get the wind and the damage that happened citywide.
It was really, I wasn't expecting that either. By the way, Raphael Dickerson on Twitter tweeted you a picture of a chainsaw you can get for $9.
Yeah, I think
it's I think it's a Fisher Price My First Lumberjack set.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I think you can handle this one, and that might enable you to get this done for less than $25.
That's cute, Raphael. Appreciate it.
Grump713 said, "Bear, I just got off the Big City Wings website. I don't see sour cream and onion wings. I think it's because they're so new. They're not up there yet. Yeah, it's literally brand new. Like
call
dropped yesterday.
Yeah, call them and make sure new to the menu.
Yeah. Speaking of that."
Yeah.
I found this article, and I know we've discussed some of this before, but a McDonald's manager didn't ask me anything on Reddit about ordering from the secret menu, including stuff like a Monster Mac and the Land, Sea, and Air Burger. We will discuss next segment.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Got that to look forward to and a whole lot more as we continue to roll on. Game two of the Yankees-Astros series is tonight, so we can talk about that. The last game of the regular season for your Houston Rockets at Oklahoma City with lots of playoff implications as we still don't know who they're going to play in the first round. All we do know is they will have home court. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac Man Joel with a K, and at the producer Nick. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 90.
75. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one of Lawn Talk. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you've got fertilizer needs, boy, do we have some crap for you. Along the way, we maybe get to some sports talk.
I will not stand for fertilizer crap jokes.
We'll break down the idiosyncrasies of Home Depot, both in the store and the parking lot, and how to get the best deal when you need lawn and garden care in a pinch.
Don't worry, guys. Lawn Talk is settled.
A lot of
Barry
tweets.
Is not going to help.
I hate to tell you this. A lot of tweets and texts asking for Lawn Talk.
Well.
Comparing it to how much better it is than other shows and segments.
I don't care about their lawn issues.
Oh,
I've got my
just
own
selfish,
yeah. lawn
selfish,
issues.
Selfish.
Gotcha. I hope the listeners heard that Nick doesn't care about your issues. He's not here to serve the listeners' needs. He's here to serve himself.
I care.
That's it. No, let's be real.
I
you
care.
Don't give a crap about the listeners. That's
if you're
basically
stressed out
what
from
you're
your
saying.
Lawn, tweet at Barry is funny. Send him an email.
713-780-3776. If you have lawn questions, call the show right now.
No.
They can't deny you. If they're going to put Paul's dumbass call on the board and take it,
nope.
They'll take your lawn talk questions. 713-780-3776.
Nope.
You're a hater.
You think if Paul's call didn't get through, isn't getting through, you think those are getting through? At the end of the day, Nick's the one punching him through. He's going to punch himself before he punches any of those through.
That's probably true. Before we went to break, we were talking about food, and I saw this article on the McDonald's secret menu, and we've talked about it before, and everybody calls or knows about the McGangbang where you get, like, you know, certain things, a burger and chicken and all that. You've heard of that?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll go through them all.
Yeah.
There is a secret menu One of the managers did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit and talked about it. And he said, you can order from the secret menu just like with any of our sandwiches. You can add, remove, or change ingredients by special request. These are called grill orders. So essentially what he's saying is you can, if you can think of it, they'll do it. You just have to pay for it.
And they don't make them till you order them, right?
I love it. Lawn Talk's already in. Suck it, fellas.
Right?
So, huh?
They don't make them till you order them, right?
I mean, yeah, they wouldn't.
I'm just doing good Whataburger. It's the only place to go in Texas.
Should have. Okay. So there's the land, sea, and air burger. You ever heard of this? You ever heard of this?
Nope.
Nick, you ever heard of the land, sea, and air burger?
Nope.
Two beef burgers, a filet of fish, and a McChicken.
All on the same sandwich?
All on the same sandwich.
Yeesh.
So by looking at it, it is essentially it's a McChicken with a burger. So you've got the filet of fish and the double meat burger, right? And then you put you have a McChicken. Yeah, a McChicken and a burger. And then you put a filet of fish in between them, and that's the whole sandwich. That's the land, sea, and air burger. And the guy that ate it said it was an 8 out of 10. It was pretty good. You had to adjust your taste buds accordingly. The Big McChicken. Care to guess what the Big McChicken is?
Two chicken patties.
No. It's a Big Mac. And you know how a Big Mac is three buns, right? You got top bun, yeah. Bottom bun, middle yeah. bun, burgers in between,
right.
And all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a Big Mac, but instead of buns, it's chicken. So you have a top patty, a bottom patty, and a middle patty. And in between those patties is the burgers from the Big Mac and the lettuce and tomato and cheese and all that.
Not enough protein there.
That sounds amazing. I think I like that a lot better than the land, sea, and air burger. Look how good that looks, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That looks legit good.
Yeah, yeah.
With the Big Mac sauce. The Big Mac chicken.
Yep, it's everything. They put the Big Mac sauce on there. They put the burgers on. That looks legit.
I can see a lot of people ordering that.
That's about 2 grand in calories.
Oh, easy,
right?
Remember KFC did that where they had a sandwich that was chicken for the bun on both sides? That's essentially what this is, but a Big Mac. Then there's...
Oh, my God.
The Monster Mac... Which the guy eating this, he gave the Big McChicken a 7 out of 10. He gave the land, sea, and air burger an 8 out of 10. He gave the Monster Mac a 3 out of 10. It's a normal Big Mac, but with 6 extra beef patties shoved in. And it's just like all bun and patties. It's just like, it's a tower of patties. It doesn't look good.
It's the leaning tower of... Distraught
yes.
burgers.
Yes. And then there's the McGangbang, which he gave a 6 out of 10. It combines a double cheeseburger with a McChicken sandwich and sandwiches the two together. So you have a double cheeseburger, right? Mm-hmm. And you separate the bottom bun and one patty from the top bun and the other patty. And then you put a McChicken in between those and then put the bun and burgers back together. And that's the McGangbang. 6 out of 10. Now, that's the only one I had ever heard of before this article.
Now, this is unified across all McDonald's?
So you can go in and order all of these things. Now, most people know of the McGangbang off the menu. Like, that's the secret menu. You should be able to go to most McDonald's and say, hey, I want a McGangbang, and they'll make it.
And how much does that cost?
Just whatever a...
You have to combine the two sandwiches.
Yeah, you're paying for a double cheeseburger and a McChicken.
Okay.
And they'll charge you
for
that.
I'm going
to
do that today.
You should.
Pruning your bushes?
Well, before.
Oh.
There's the McTen 35 AM.
When breakfast isn't served anymore?
It says you'll need to be very lucky with your timing on this. In the U.S., you can get the breakfast menu for a whole extra 5 minutes, which means the two menus overlap for a short time. So you can go in and get that. And then they have where'd it go? The Beef Chicken Beef BCB Burger. Order two Big Macs and the McChicken and make yourself one of those delicious treats. So some of this you can buy yourself and do it. But I like the Big McChicken and the McGangbang. I'm in on both of those.
I want you to try them.
That sounded weird at the end, but...
Huh? I want you to try them. Let me know.
I would if I wasn't on this diet.
I'm going to try the McGangbang today.
Please do. Seriously.
I really am.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah. And remember, you like chicken, right?
Yeah.
Try the Big McChicken next. It's literally just a
Big
Mac. What
should I try first? That or the McGangbang?
Do them both. You're fine.
No, I can't eat all that.
I
separate it over 2 days.
Yeah. The Big McChicken is real easy. You just order a Big Mac and say replace the buns with McChickens.
Okay.
The patties, not the whole sandwiches. That's literally the easy one. And then the McGangbang, they should know. I think you should do the McGangbang first because it's the most popular.
That Leaning Tower burger you showed me, how many patties were there? What are you paying for there? How many sandwiches?
So it's basically, it's five Big Macs in between a top bun and a bottom bun.
That's about a $20 sandwich.
Oh, easily.
Right? I was thinking like 15.
Six extra beef patties shoved into a Big Mac.
But yeah, it probably could be 20. Yeah. And then at least 2,000 calories, right?
Oh, God, way over that.
I mean, dude, just looking at it, there's 9 buns. There's 9 pieces of bread.
That's probably at least 3,000 if you think about it.
Just the carbs alone is going through the roof.
9 pieces of bread, 6 patties, plus all of the special sauce.
So if you consume 3,000 calories, how what would you need to run in terms of miles?
If you consumed how much?
3,000 calories. Because that's probably what it's. Well, it's really not 2. It's probably closer to 3.
I think if you run what? If you ran
like 6-7 miles,
2 miles, you probably burn, let's say, 300 calories.
Yeah.
You could probably burn 300 calories running 2 miles.
You burn 300 calories running 2 miles?
Yes.
Last night.
Keep in mind, the faster you run, the less calories you're going to burn because you're over faster.
But with the distance.
Ideally, you jog, burn the most calories.
I ran on the tread last night for 42 minutes or something like that and burned like almost 690 calories.
Yeah. For how long?
For like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 40, but how long? How many miles is that though?
Just under 5.
Yeah, it depends on how fast you run, too. Like, you probably don't run that fast. So
just under 5 miles, and you burned how many calories?
690-something.
So you'd have to do that you'd probably have to run a marathon to burn that burger, about 25 miles.
Well, but here's the other thing, Barry. You also get the 2,000 calories a day that your body needs.
Your daily allowance, that'd be the only thing you ate all day. So if it was 3,000 calories, you're only over 1,000. So you go run 10 miles, you'll break even for the day. I mean, what the hell are you worried about? You've already let yourself go. Why are you?
Well, I mean, I just.
Why are you worried about it now?
I was just curious because I have been running, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To the fridge?
I knew that was coming too. I knew that was loaded up.
To the car, to the door for Uber Eats and DoorDash deliveries?
To Whataburger down the street.
Oh, but, that's what I thought. Yeah. Have you really been exercising?
Just 2 days.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
How far did you run?
The dog doesn't appreciate it, though.
Oh, you take the dog with.
Yeah, the dog is like, what in the world is going on?
The dog's like, this sucks.
Yeah, like the dog wanted to stop multiple times.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm guessing in this story, you are the dog. Right?
No, I told myself I'm going to go 0.8 mile without stopping.
What a random number.
Only because, like, if I go to stop sign, a stop sign, a stop sign, that one circle is
0.8 miles. Okay. So how far did you run?
I tell everybody it's a mile.
Oh, how far did you run the first night? 0.8 miles?
Both nights, 0.8 miles.
Oh, good for you. That's a start.
It's progress.
Yeah. I'm not going to knock that. Good for you.
But the dog is not used to it.
No, and it's a little dog, too.
Yeah, it's like
that's
going to
be like, yeah, imagine like your stride versus his stride, how much he's running. He's running 4 times as long as you are.
Yeah.
You're kind of a dick for that, but that's okay. You're like couch to 5K, except you were like, I'm going to kill my dog in one day.
Although I think after a couple of days of just like running with the dog, I think the dog will be in more shape.
Can I make a suggestion?
After like one day.
Maybe go run your 0.8 and then do a cool down lap walking with him. You're going to get a little extra out of it, and then you slowly build him up to running instead of just making him run day one. Just my suggestion.
No, that dog's going to have to keep up.
Okay. I like that too. Ain't nothing wrong with that hustle. Matt, we see you. We're going to get your lawn talk call next.
No, we're not.
Next segment, 2:00.
Hang up, sir.
Matt, do not go anywhere. We're going to take your call.
With all this talk, I'm longing for lawn talk. No, I'm not. No.
Fair is fair, Matt. We'll get your call and right out the shoot in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
Back with hour number 2. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Let me begin.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.